The law requires that before any school charges fees, it must get prior approval from the National Incomes and Pricing Commission. What is happening is that the majority of non-government schools are charging fees without approval. And worse still, they are not charging in Zimbabwean dollars. They are charging in foreign currency, some in fuel coupons, some in old mutual shares. And this is illegal, and this is why we are taking the action we are taking against them.
We understand that even government schools have been doing this. Is this true?
No, it's not correct.
What measures are you taking to rectify the situation?
Our inspectors are on the ground, and any school caught charging fees that have not been approved or caught charging in foreign currency or in goods will be prosecuted. But we've always said it is a last resort we have to employ to arrest school authorities.